From the south coast of the Golden State, it's Long Beach's most popular talk show with Alex Exum. And now, your host, Alex Exum.
Let's talk about your death. Yeah, that's how we're going to start the show. Death! And I don't mean to be cavalier about it, but I saw one of the best documentaries you will ever see on the topic. Have something that just comes around at the right time. Just strangely, something just pops up into your view when you need it. And I've been writing, actually, well, compiling one book. It's a public domain book on the afterlife that I've been obsessed with for many years. And then I wrote my own book based on the work of this author, William Wodker Atkinson, who wrote Life Beyond Death, which I will have my own version that is the best public domain version you'll get. There were so many bad versions online, especially ebooks. That's what happens with public domain content. They're just terrible versions. Sometimes they're incorrect, they're compiled wrong, there's misspellings. So I took it upon myself to create the ultimate edition of his work. Waiting for it to be approved, and it will be on Amazon shortly. I'm going to make a hardcover copy that will be gorgeous, a paperback, and a Kindle version. And then that will be the, I guess, preface? That's not the right word. The starting shot. Shot? It'll be the first book in a short series your good friend Alex Exum will be doing on the afterlife. Yeah, that was I should have came up with something better, more wittier, quicker than that. I must be out of practice. I haven't been on the air in a while. Folks, the book is called, and it will be coming out shortly, Beyond the Veil, A Journey into the Afterlife. Now, I'm telling you all this because I realized this after watching this documentary, compiling these books, and I've said this on the show before, but it needs to be reiterated, that most people do not contemplate their own death and what happens in the afterlife until the angel of death is flapping around their bed as they're dying. I just watched this amazing documentary on PBS. I'll put it in the show notes. You need to see this. I'm telling you. It's called Being Mortal. And Frontline does some amazing documentaries. This is probably one of my favorites because I'm fascinated with life after death. And I just want to play this clip. It's a 20-second clip from Being Immortal. The documentary is in full on Frontline. Just go to pbs.org. You can stream that today at the Frontline website. PBS in your town, your podunk town. But let me just play this little clip for you, and I think this says it all. Just listen to this.
Tonight on Frontline.
All the stuff you learned about in medical school is just a tiny little bit of what it means to be good at our jobs.
Based on his best-selling book, Being Mortal,
So many people I see, their death comes as a complete surprise.
Dr. Atul Gawande takes us inside conversations with doctors and patients about dying.
The disease will be growing.
Oftentimes, what we say as physicians is not what the patient hears.
I wanted to play that because, just like he said, most people find that their death is a complete shock. You find out that you weren't feeling well. You go into the hospital or see a doctor, and they say, yeah, we're going to have to do some MRI or whatever they're going to do. We're going to do some blood tests, whatever they say. They get back to you and say, we need you to come in the office. We need to discuss the results of what we found. You go, I have no problem. You think it's something minor. They go, okay, well, we found a major problem, whatever it is, heart attack, cancer, whatever you're going to have. You had a stroke, you didn't know it. You got cancer, you didn't know it. You got a brain tumor, you didn't know it. You got an infectious blood disease, you didn't know it. By the way, I know these things have happened to just about everyone I know, all of those. And they say you've got about a month to live. What if it's 4 months? What if it's 4 days? And by the way, a prognosis and a guesstimation of time is usually never accurate. Some people go much longer. Some people drop dead within a few days of just hearing about it because they fall apart. Now, here's the deal. I would hope that you would be better prepared for your death. And what I mean by that is that if you contemplate what's going to happen in the afterlife now, before your family and friends are now rushing into town to say their last wishes, before you've got doctors poking and prodding you, well, we've got this treatment, we've got that treatment, before your family and your wife or husband and sons and daughters are looking up experimental treatments and throwing the book at this whole thing. All that's helpful. But in my opinion, having a firm foundation before you have to go through all that, when you don't have time to contemplate these hard questions, now is the time to do it. I'm not trying to sell you a book. What I'm trying to do is get you to think about this before it happens. Now, I want to ask you this. Are you willing to sacrifice your time now for possible time later? And what I mean by that, let's say you're diagnosed with lung cancer. No cure. You're going to die. You don't have to be a smoker, by the way. Most smokers will die of that, but you could be a secondhand smoker. You might have smoked and given it up. By the way, if you did smoke and give it up years later, you have a much better chance of not getting lung cancer. Your lungs can recuperate. The point is, I'm just telling you that because lung cancer is a horrible way to die, and a few people died, at least one person died in this documentary. It just triggered me because, well, anyway. The point is, what do? You say to yourself, okay, look, I want every damn possible chance to live, so I will sacrifice my time now. Doctor says you got 6 months. Let's say they give you a guesstimate. You got 6 months. Do you want to spend the next 6 months going through chemotherapy in a hospital, going through maybe an experimental treatment, maybe some of the experimental new agey stuff that your friends and family are bringing you? Trust me, all this stuff will happen. Or, in other words, sacrificing the little time you have left now for possible time later. Or, again, lung cancer, no known cure. But guess what? Your doctor, your friends, your family, and you are going to say, well, let's try everything before we just throw in the towel. I get it. But there's another option. And would that be spending quality time with your family and friends for the next 6 months? Remember, it could be 6 days. It could be 6 weeks. So look, they tell you 6 months, you could live for 6 years. You could live 6 years. Might be the best 6 years of your life, knowing that you were going to die. But if they say 6 months and you go, let's say that's the guesstimation and that's the best you've got to go on. Look, if we get you in hospice, we can drag this thing on for at least 6 months. We should try everything. Your doctor's going to tell you that. Of course they should, right? That's what they have to do. They're there to save your life. They don't want to see you go, oh, it's a total loss. Throw in the towel now. Go to Disneyland. You don't want to hear that. But getting a full perspective of what's probably going to happen, and you could ask your doctor, look, what are the chances of everybody who's done all the stuff that you want to throw at me, of them living? They say, well, they probably die in 6 months. Mm-hmm. Right. So now, and remember, these will be some of the most traumatic 6 months of your life. I'm not telling you which which way to go? I sound a little biased because I think you already know what I do. Lung cancer. Going to drop dead, Alex. What are you going to do? 6 months. Well, me, I'm going to Disneyland. I'm going to Tahiti. I'm going to blow my wad. That's cash, by the way. Do whatever I want. But someone in my family, my uncle's daughter, before she passed of cancer. I know so many people who died of cancer, folks. That's what's going to get you. You know, we all worry about, like, you know, there's crime. I get it. There's car accidents. There's drug-induced psychos on the street. Or you might get some bad drugs if you do drugs yourself, and it's laced with fentanyl. You might be walking across the street, get hit by a bus. Anything could happen, right? But the odds are it'll probably be cancer. I mean, look, everyone I know, or a heart attack, heart disease or cancer, big killers. Myocarditis, by the way, I have articles. We don't have time because I need to get this out. This is going to be a show unto itself. I can tell it's too important to mix it with all this COVID news because it's really a topic unto itself. But again, let's get back to this. Brief show. Life after death. You need to think about this. You need to contemplate this. That's why I'm posing the question. Would you now want to die in 6 months and spend all the time you can with your family and friends and have a great time? Or spend it in a hospital, maybe in hospice, chemotherapy, in and out of the hospital. They drop you in, drop you off. I've seen it happen. You do that for 6 months, then you drop dead. You have 2 or 3 days when they say, there's no hope, he's going to die. And then everyone comes around and says goodbye. Or would you like to say goodbye for 6 months and have fun? You know, I don't know. I think it's a question you need to contemplate. Now, you need to start looking into life after death. I have a quote I'm going to read, and I never read quotes unless they're from someone else usually. This is a quote I wrote because I said, I've contemplated this so much in my book, I believe I need a quote. And I'll probably have actually a better quote that I thought of after I wrote this from Bishop Fulton Sheen, who you know I'm a huge fan of, a Catholic bishop, a profoundly intelligent man. If you want to – now, of course, you're going to get the Catholic perspective. But if you want to learn about the life after death and the questions you should be asking, he's a great place to start if you're a Catholic. You don't have to be a Catholic. Look, if you're a Hindu, go read The Life Beyond Death by William Walker Atkinson, who wrote it under a Yogi Rageshwaman, a pen name. But the point is, if you're a Muslim, you know, maybe you'll find your answers in the Quran. If you're a Buddhist, you know, you get the point. I'm not saying it has to be Bishop Fulton Sheen or any of the things that I've written. By the way, The Life Beyond Death is more New Agey than anything. It's more of a Eastern philosophy on dying. If you can't tell, that documentary, because I've been doing all this research and the work on it, that documentary profoundly affected me. So you need to see that. I'll put it in the show notes. And there's a book. You probably heard it at the top of the show. Or when I played the clip, rather, which I think is a book I will be picking up about the life after death. This is the doctor who's throughout the entire documentary, being mortal, now on frontline. I will now read the quote because we're breaking here. It'll be a quick show. I've got another show that I'm going to pre-record and I'll air it later for you. It's a massive show on COVID because there's massive news. I've got the headlines. I've got audio clips. The dam is breaking on COVID. Here is Alex Exum's quote, rather. Again, I don't like quoting myself, but I wrote this for the book. May not even be in the book. So I got to share it with someone because I thought it was profound. I'm patting myself on the back. Yes, I know it's not cool, but sometimes you got to do it. And I spent some time on this quote. It kind of came to me in the shower, as most good ideas do. And yeah, I should just read it because I don't want to oversell this thing. Here you go. Again, a quote by Alex Exum. No, seriously, here's a quote. I can't tell you where you are going to go or what is going to happen after you die. Anyone who does is a fool. There is, however, one thing I know for sure about the life after death. From everything I've read, listened to, heard, meditated on, and theorized, it is not a blackout after you die. You are going somewhere and have another experience. There is nothing that points to the end in total darkness with no consciousness. It is inconceivable to anyone that has studied the phenomenon at any depth.
Alex Exum, Exum, Exome.